A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, March 11th, 2016. And this is Live Talk, a Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the alleged major fixing that has seen the suspension of some members of the Zimbabwe Warriors team. And we are also going to talk about weekend matches, Gibbs.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com. www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you're listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about upcoming sports matches and also the alleged match fixing that has once again rocked the nation.
The Zimbabwe national team, that is the Warriors, are scheduled to play Swaziland on March 25 and 28 in AFCON qualifiers. But there are problems in Zimbabwe.
A syndicate which allegedly includes Zifa Executive Committee member Edzai Kasnawuyo, former Association Chief Executive Officer Henrietta Rushkwaya, ex-Warriors coach Ian Goroa, the team's assistant coach Nation Dube, and coordinated by an unnamed young brother of self-confessed match fixer Raju Perumao, is accused of having fixed Zimbabwe's matches since 2010 and is now allegedly targeted the Africa Cup of Nations, AFCON 27 qualifier that is coming up in 2 weeks' time. Of course, Gibbs, we had the opportunity to talk to Kasnawuyo today, and he said, you know, he is not a match fixer, and he said he has now contacted his lawyers, and they are working on it. They want to force Zifa to give them the papers that they are alleging or any evidence that they have that he was trying to fix the match, but he's saying he is as clean as a whistle.
I think we're waiting to see what is going to happen, because when it comes to football, taking matters to court, it becomes a little bit cumbersome. But that's his right. He can do whatever he wishes to do. If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Sizwile ke ukuthi kulokucatshangelwa ukuthi bakhona akade bezama ukuthi bafumbathisane nxa sokhangelwe umdlalo lo webhola. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke iSwaziland kumele ingqikilane leZimbabwe ku-AFCON. Kodwa kulabanye phela sokuthiwa lapha amadoda akade funa ukuthi abheje athi sivumele abantu beZimbabwe, kumbe nxa sokhangelane lokho olukhipha uchaye kube ikhona kick ngwani kunjalo kumfowethu, kuyamangalisa kakhulu.
And of course, there's also another match coming up tomorrow. That is Harare City against Zanaco at Rufaro Stadium. Zanaco, of course, comes from the northern side of Zimbabwe's border in Zambia. Harare City at the moment is the only team that is left in club football still representing Zimbabwe after Chicken Inn was knocked out by Mamelodi Sundowns of South Africa. So Harare City did manage to qualify to go into the next round after edging out 6-3 on Go Aggregate AS Edema of Madagascar.
Kunjalo ke Blessings yabona ukuthi umnumzana ke ocoach iZimbabwe Warriors usekhethile abantu kumele bedlala ibhola khona ngale. Siyabona ukuthi ke uchiya abanye phandle kwalapho Danny Phiri ngwazane ukaptain phela. Ngwane uchiwe phandle ucatshangela ukuthi layo umunye walabo abafuna ukuthi bafumbathe imali. Bese kusithi ke uWashington Aribi okade ucatshangelwa laye uthethwe wangena kusquad yankona leyo. Kuzobuya njalo loPatterson Jaure. Baningi sibili nxa sukhangela kulalo loBrandon uGalloway lo odlala khona ngale London. Kuzobuya lomunye wakhe uMacaulay Bone la odlala khona ngale ke eLondon. Labo babiziwe. Nxa sikhangela futhi sijula kulabo Costa namoyenesu. Kuzobuya uBruce Kangwa labo Donovan Bernard. Kuzobuya uLawrence Mhlanga. Onesimo Basera. Elisha Muroiwa. UTendai Tarikwa. Kuzobuya njalo ke uIllard Katsande. UMavelas Makamba. URonald Chitiyo. UKuta Mahachi. UMashal Modewe. UTafazwa Kutinyu. Kanye lelo Katumkamba uMacaulay Bone. Kuzobuya ke uKnowledge Musona uNyasha Mushekwi Cuthbert Malajila Kama Billiard kuzobuya ke Evans Rusike kanye lo Matthew Rusike. Ya laba bantu ngani bhora balasibili.
I think we have our first guest sports analyst Mo Moyo. Mo, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. How are you? How is Gibbs?
No, I'm fine. How are you, Mo? It's good to have you, eh?
I'm very well. I'm very well, guys.
As long as Arsenal is doing something. Arsenal
and Manchester
all over,
United is losing.
Uh-huh.
And is it raining in Harare, Mo? How is it like? Is it raining?
No, this past days it has been very hot. So we are waiting for the rain to come back.
Yeah, but some parts of the country, I'm told it's raining.
It rained. Yes, last week it rained very well. It rained very much. And with this heat, I think we're expecting some rain maybe this weekend or something.
Let's hope it will rain. But Mo, let's start with the issue of the now famous allegations that there were some people who were trying to do match fixing. It's not the first time we have gone through this. What is your take on all this?
I think they could be really on something. FIFA could really be on something here. But I have my reservations about the way they rushed to make sure that this issue is out to the public. I was just thinking they were going to take a little bit more time and make sure that this time they have all the evidence they want so that we would not have a situation like the previous time where evidence was hard to come by and it was difficult to prove anyone guilty. So I just thought, fine, they may have a case, but the case may lose its credibility because of maybe lack of information. I don't know, maybe they have did that, but I just think they were saying actually they've been doing the exercise for over a month, and I think a month is not enough to gather the requisite information to convict someone. So I have my reservations about how FIFA went about the whole story. But they actually may have a case because of the people that are involved. It's the usual suspects. The guys that have always been doing it, they are still being fingered in there. So I think there's no smoke without fire.
Gibbs?
Now, Mo, you know, I really can't imagine how these people fix matches. So if let's say you're about to score, and you have got a chance to score one of the best goals, do you trip down? What do you do? You just face the keeper and run away. Yeah? What do you do?
You can probably you can deliberately keep or miss the ball or just kick it wide or just do some funny things. I'm sure when these guys are paid, they actually cheat their way to get the money. And they actually sell these matches. They actually underperform to make sure that they pay for the money they are getting. So I really believe it's happening, and I know for certain it happened before, because I read some interactions with players that were involved previously in the Asia Gate, and they would obviously reveal to us that, you know, that match we sold because we did this and that, you know, the other guy, the other team was failing to score, we actually had to get a penalty by kicking someone in the box. We had to let these guys do this, you know, all those sorts of things. Self-confessions, they actually, the players are admitted that they sold matches. So it's really happening.
Asi tiri kuona moo kuti dambudziko iri hapana hapo hatiabatwa nemhosva toda kuti tirambe tichisimbisa ipapo uye satisi udare handiti Gibbs kungotaurawo maondero atiri kuzviita asi tiri kuona kuti hazvingoitwe vamwe vangade kufunga kuti pamwe zvinoitwa nekuzimbabwe nekuti vatambi havasi kunyatsobhadhara kana kuti maplayers but kana kuna naeurope zviri kuitika kaizvimo
zviri kuitika kwese zvinoitika kwese kunyika dzese nekuti betting iri kuitika iyi haisi kungoitwa muno muzimbabwe chete betting iri kuitwa across the whole world saka magemu ese mazhinji anenge vanhu vacho vari kuzama nepavanogona kuti vafikise magemu iwayo kuitira kuti vahwine mari dzakawanda saka because of that hapana nyika ingazviti isusu betting hatiite it's only that muno muzimbabweo zvazonyanya kuti wedzere minwe yekuti nhamo yacho yanyanya kutibata asi pasiya izvozvo zviri kuitika pasi rose kueurope kunovedza nyaya dzana Bruce Grobler paakazobva kuliverpool achienda kusouthampton dzanga dzine chekuita nenyaya yebetting iyoyo ende zvakare hazvisi kunhabvu chete ikatasa vakomana ticket vakadai pano nepapo vachiita manobo mano runs vachididi zviri kungoitika kwese izvi haisi nyaya yekuti tingabva tati zviri kunyanyoitika muzimbabwe chete
Of course, according to findings by FIFA, between 2008 and 2011, there was a report from FIFA that says there were about 680. The report came out in 2013. There were about 680 matches that they think were fixed in 3 years. These include the World Cup qualifiers and also European club national teams, you know, 680 in all.
So which means some people were fixing matches, while some FIFA officials are believed to have been fixing venues for matches, right?
Yeah.
World Cup matches. So which means...
it's a problem.
No, yeah. Which means soccer is all about fixing, you know. Did you ever dive for money?
Fortunately for some of us, I never did that for money. I would never do that. Because first and foremost, for me, playing soccer, it was more of a hobby than anything. So I didn't have that drive or the hunger to have to be paid to lose. No, I never experienced it. But I can safely say that some other players that I played with called up to the national team, they admitted that they would sell matches.
Yes, I want to get Nomzana Mo. One because I'm going to challenge. Yes, to get. Umnumzana Umhlanga osecingweni lapha. Baba Mhlanga, kunjani khona?
Yebo, ngiyaphila.
Yes, so ulonana ngonapho uthwele umntwana?
Hayi, kumanje lapha mbathanga mntwana.
Oh, yebo, hayi bese uzongana kulo mntwana emuva. So ungathi-ke kuthiwani manje nxa abantu sebesenza khonokho kufumbathisana nxa sokubuya ibhola kuyacatshangelwa phela ukuthi bakhona eZimbabwe o-edzayi kasinawuyo ungazani layo kuthiwa uyacatshangelwa ukuthi wayekwenza khonokho njengoba kulo mdlalo lo ubuya weswaziland kambe ungathini ngakhonokho baningi phela sebaqanjwa kula kudala
ya khona endaweni vele engani khona kusuka kube lokunye okuncane phakathi kukhona okunye okugcina kungabe kungasahambi kahle ngoba vele manje wonke umuntu mayesenza into kuyabe ebhekele ukuthi mayesenza into azobe khona lokuthi efumbathise something ngoba wonke umuntu vele manje masenza into yakhe vele ile nhlonzi yokufumbathisa so mina ke ngikubona nami ngenye indlela angazi ukuthi abanye abantu bangakubona kanjani khona ngabe indlela bethi engabanye abangayigqeka bethi into engekho right ngoba bethi intombi enhle kumbe kanjani ukuthi yana ngokanjalo ngoba vele abantu abasiboni ngokufana.
Kodwa ke siyakhumbula ukuthi bakhona abanye beZimbabwe abake bacatshangelwa njalo babanjwa ukuthi kade bekwenza khonokhu, yakhumbula e-Asia laphana kuzokuthiwa kule Asia Gate scandal. Kodwa ke kwaphonga kuphelela emoyeni phela kwaziwa lokuthi kwaya ngaphi phola lokhu lakho sokuphonga ukuthi phula ukudlu ubona zani kuyaphela njani khono
sekungenzeka lakho ngobana vele into zakithi zonke ngathi kusukela vele ekhanda lakhona zonke ziyaqala njengento engani into ezasoluveka kodwa igcine kuyinto esiphelela nje emoyeni nakho lokhu kuyenza into izoba into efanayo layina liyana futhi yokuqala kuzoba into enizophelela nje emoyeni kugcine sekukhulunywa kukhulunywa kukhulunywe ngemva kwensuku ezimbala kube yinto nje esiphelile nje njengama kuphela kwamazulu.
So-ke ubona ngazani wena nxa abantu belibukelisa ibhola eselivele lacathanga ukuthi liyaphela njani kambe kujoni khonokho?
Hayi lokho sikuphawule nzima kodwana mina ngalami ngokubona kwami kona zeke kuyinto enzima kakhulu asonto enhle kufana ukuthi kumbe sokufana kumbe lempi kumbe into engekho engayibala ngithi kumbe sokuyikulwa kumbe vele phambilini anye kuthi ukuthi kuzodlala ibhola kube sokuyazi ukuthi into esizohamba so anthi into abayenza amabomo vele into yabihlosi ukuthi into eyenzakala kanje kanje.
Uyakuthi ubukele khona ngapho-ke Orlando Pirates lezinye njalo ucabangele ukuthi kodwa igobhora liyani bekhona kungani ayisiyo mani ungani umuntu ukhubeke phezu kwalo kumbe wenza lokhu lalokhu awuza kokucabangele khonokho
kona vele into ehleli sibhekane nayo vele imidlalo amathuba ngazo zonke iy'nkathi ukuthi kule nto enzalo vele emabholeni into esiloku ukucabangela thizeni kodwa sokuya ngokuthi indawo yakhona ile decision enjani njalo futhi umthetho wakhona unjani uhamba kanjani sokuya ngaleyo ndlela kanjalo.
Ye, so wena usakhumbula ilanga nje wake wabona ungani kuyacabangisa ukuthi lokhu kwahamba kubi?
Ya ngakhuluma nje maduze ngento esemaduze ngomdlalo lo weSundowns owayenzakala lichikenini azaqala kuladlalela emagumeni zabe zizodlalela lapho kukhona okunye kwakadlalisana wana enye igobhola engane isahambisani kahle yabe lokucabangela thizeni ukuthi hayi asogobhola abanye bathi hayi igobhola kanjalo nje emaduzaneni nje emavikini nje adlula ihambalo.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke emhlanga sibongile baba.
Ngiyabonga lami.
Ube le mpela fikehle. So according to Mr. Mhlanga, there are so many incidents where you can suspect that something is going on, you know. He says the recent match between Sundowns and Chicken Inn, one of the goals was very suspicious. And people talked about it for, you know, up to now. He says they're talking about it. Because he says, there's something that went wrong there.
Let's bring in our second guest, Mzondiwa Mugadza, former Warriors goalkeeper. Mzondiwa, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen.
How are you doing?
Good, thanks for sending this off.
And Mzondiwa, as you might have already read it in the newspapers, there are now, we can call them fresh allegations, that there was yet another attempt to fix a Warriors bench. What is your take?
It's a tricky subject, to be honest. That is probably, you know, or will jeopardize our football for a long time coming.
But, I mean, looking at the scant evidence that we have at the moment, can we say the match was fixed, or one might feel this was a bit hurried, you know, to suspend the officials?
It's maybe there is sufficient evidence, you know, for them to arrive to that juncture. So, but to me, it was a bit hard. But again, I'm not on ground to, you know, to judge and say maybe that's the right decision that has been taken.
Kambe kwenzakala sibili ukuthi umuntu abambiswe imali sibili ukuthiwa nansi khuthi ibhola kumbe nxa kunguwe umele ubambe udayivele opposite direction kwenziwa yini khonokho?
Kuyayenziwa kuyayenziwa
kodwa wena ubona zani wawungadayiva sibili uye kwenye isayidi kuthiwa wena Reporting.
Ah, what
kitchen is about that?
Iproblem ekhona ekhaya wesikhathi lesi, I think indaba yemali. Abafana labo babelambile, I think it forces them, you know, ukuthi benze into ezinjengalezo, but bengananzeleli ukuthi balimaza ama-career wabo.
Thank you, Mzo. Please do stay on the line. Get it. Okay, good. I'm coming. Mo, there is this match coming up tomorrow. That's the CAF Confederation Cup between Zanaco and Harare City at Rufaro Stadium. What's your assessment?
I think Harare City has got the upper hand, mainly because they have playing at home, and secondly because they've won both matches in the first round. But I think they should work on their defense. If you notice, in the first game they actually conceded two goals at home, which is very, very bad. And actually even when they went to Mauritania, they actually also conceded a goal. And they only played better in the second half. So if they work on their defense, going forward, they are very, very, very good. Because you can see in the key matches, they managed to score six goals. But defensively, they are not doing very, very well. So if they sort out their defense, this is our and with the home crowd. And now that FIFA is coming and saying and encouraging charges. I think there will be so many people at the stadium supporting them. So I think they are going to win. Harare City is going to score at least three goals, and Zanaco maybe one.
We've got a message here on Facebook, you know, from Shumba. He writes, with ZANU-PF and CIO in control of the country, there will never be proper investigations. Since this scenario involves high-profile personnel like Miss Henrietta Rushwaya, these are still allegations, right? So let FIFA ban Zimbabwe from all international competitions for the next 10 years. I know I am sounding a little bit stupid, but that's the way forward. Mr. Mkadza, I think you heard what Mr. Shuba is saying here.
I was away from the phone.
Okay. So what he's saying is that you know this case actually involves some high profile people, and at the end of the day, FIFA must ban Zimbabwe from all international competitions for the next 10 years. And then he says, you know, he could be sounding stupid, but that's the way, only way to go.
That would be a bit harsh. I think if they go to that extent, where you know, Zimbabwe as a Zimbabwe football as a whole is suspended for that long. I feel personally to be a bit harsh. The people that have offended, they need to be punished. That's all what can be done. But for now, until these people are proven guilty, I suppose they're innocent. So that would be a bit extreme.
And it's a long way before they actually solve it, because they're not supposed to go to court, right?
I don't know the football, whether you know they can take all these people to court. I'm not sure whether that's something that is on book. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And your assessment of Harare City, Abzondiwa, that's the only club team that is representing Zimbabwe at the moment, playing Zanaco tomorrow. What's your assessment of that match?
It's becoming more tricky and trickier, because you know the guys can play a bad game and then they'll be judged as selling games. Mm-hmm. It puts everybody under pressure. I mean, like, you know, the players, they'll be under pressure. The managers, the coaches, you know, everybody's under pressure. Even the referees themselves, they'll be, you know, they'll be looked at. So the whole thing is just, I think it's just a mess.
Thank you. Let's go back to Amor. Just looking at the squad that was assembled, are you confident that it can win?
I think it's a very good. Yeah, I think it's a very good squad. Mm-hmm. I think the strike force is very good. The involvement of knowledge Musona is in the top part of the strikers in Belgium. On fire, Kamabiliat, and then this young man is doing very well in South Africa. But I've got my reservations about the inclusion of Cuthbert Malagila and the other striker who is not actually playing at Ignatius Mushek. They are not playing anywhere. And for them to get a call up at this level, I just feel we could have done better with people who are playing day in, day out. Mm-hmm. And defensively, I think the inclusion of Costa Namoimetsu has been a defensive coward for his team in Europe. He was actually playing yesterday for his club in Europe, and he's doing very well. And I just hope these guys from UK, the Barry Coles, and the other young men from Everton will turn up, because they have been called up before and they did not come. So I just hope they turn up. But overall, I think it's a good team. But we may lack depth in terms of current form. If we are going to have players on the bench, we have not been playing at their club.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. I think we have a caller there.
Yes, lo mnumzana ke uhloka lapha ose DRC. Baba Hloka, ungawunjani? Kukhona icingweni Hloka? Hello, Baba Hloka, kunjani kona ngapha e-DRC? Ungazami. What is that? Simkhulumela imba imba. Hello, Hloka, uyangizwa?
No,
kanye kuyahlupha mfowethu. Let's go back to Mr. Mukaza. So Mr. Mukaza, at the end of the day, you know, when we look at soccer in Zimbabwe, do you think that it is developing, or there's a lot of underdevelopment of the game right now? Because when you see such things coming up, which means there's a problem, right?
The problem is there, and development-wise, I doubt it very much. I mean, after all this has come out, that will go any further with our football, because it breaks down. I mean, you know, confidence in, you know, to the fans, to the sponsors. There's a lot that will affect us in many ways with this coming out.
Thank you so much. And looking at some of the young players, Musona and others, Zondiwa, how are they doing in Europe? Are you following any of their matches?
I do watch some of them now and again, but I can't really say yes. I'll be telling a lie. But I read now and again, and you know, when the games are showing on tele, times we come across, then we watch.
Hold your thought there. We'll come back to you. We just want to quickly take a break for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. More and Mzondiwa, do stay on the line. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.